The past few weeks have brought new revelations about the debates within the Bush administration in the lead-up to the Iraq War. News analyst Daniel Shore has been following the story, especially as it relates to one member of the president's cabinet.
In an address last November at his and my alma mater, the City College of New York, Secretary of State Colin Powell gave his recipe for happiness. Happiness cannot be achieved solely by amassing possessions or power. Real happiness is a byproduct of serving others. You find there a clue to how Powell could bring himself to support a war he didn't believe in. According to Bob Woodward's book, Plan of Attack, Powell warned President Bush that if he invaded Iraq, he would own this country of 25 million people. Powell was not advised of the president's final decision to go to war until 2 days after Prince Bandar of Saudi Arabia was briefed in January 2003. As late as mid-January, Powell was telling British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw, "I have a war to stop." And yet, on January 14, 2003, the president, not asking for his opinion, told Secretary Powell he had decided to go to war and asked, "Are you with me on this?" Powell replied, "I will support you. I am with you, Mr. President." At a symposium last night at Georgetown University with David Sanger and Stephen Weissman of the New York Times, we generally agreed that if Powell had refused to support the war and offered his resignation, the war might have been averted. Powell followed the soldier's credo, happiness is serving others. But what goes for a military officer may not necessarily go for a civilian official entrusted with serving the public interest. Britain's Foreign Secretary Robin Cook resigned from Tony Blair's cabinet to announce his opposition to the war. But America doesn't have that British tradition of resignation on principle. If Colin Powell found happiness in supporting a war he had long resisted, he certainly doesn't look that way as he surveys the Iraq that his president owns. This is Daniel Shore.